This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back. We got a big hour. We have tracked the line on the Super Bowl.
You're right.
And it has been frantic and crazy.
Yes.
And I want you to help me with this in a few minutes, because the money started on the Chiefs, and then it went to the Eagles.
Weird,
big
huh?
time. The swings that are insane. And we're going to get into that. But on the line with us right now, he did a terrific column, really capturing the excitement of the city. From TheEnquirer.com, our partner here at WIP, Mr. Marcus Hayes. Hi, Marcus.
Angelo, if they beat Andy Reid in the Super Bowl, you should have to do another whole year just so you can gloat.
No. You know what? Just know wherever I am for that year, Marcus, I will be gloating.
Yes.
Because it will be a – but from your perspective as a writer, right, Marcus, this is a great matchup, isn't it?
Couldn't be better. And, you know, honestly, I'm delighted I don't have to cover the smugness of Joe Burrow, who's a wonderful quarterback, but, like, he makes Tom Brady look humble.
Right. So tell me what you feel about the matchup, Marcus.
The Eagles are the best team. Yep. Like, they're the best team in the league. And, you know, it'd be a great – I mean, the Chiefs are really well coached, despite to your dismay. And Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback maybe ever. I mean, he's gonna by the time he's done, when he understands what he's looking at a little bit better, he's going to combine Aaron Rodgers' arm with Tom Brady's knowledge. Hmm. All that said, the Eagles are by far the best team in the NFL, and they should smoke this Kansas City Chiefs team, which had a hard time with a Cincinnati Bengals team that was just pretty good, you know? So at home, and I know Mahomes threw for 300 yards and 2 touchdowns on 1 foot. So that's kind of how good he is, but it's also kind of how good the Chiefs aren't. The Eagles could win by 2 touchdowns.
Oh, Marcus Hayes is coming out hot. All right, but Marcus, Mahomes is great. No one's going to argue that. Is Hassan Reddick the antidote for Patrick Mahomes?
One of them. But to me, this the secret of the Eagles, the best thing the Eagles do is they cover good receivers. And they cover them to the degree that Hassan Reddick has time to get home, what is it now, 19 and a half times?
Yes.
In 19 games. It's just ridiculous. He's not a guy who's blowing past you or bull rushing a guy. He's an effort stack artist. He keeps going, he keeps going, he keeps going. And you can't be successful as that guy unless you have time to get there. And these defensive backs give him time to get there. I talked to Avante Maddox yesterday as he was walking out, and he's like, I'm definitely going to play. I'm going to play a good 2 weeks from now as I did today. And he's limping.
Yeah.
These guys really want to win. They really want this.
It's an awesome thing. Marcus, so I'm reading your column. I'm embarrassed to ask this next question, but if anybody else missed this. So you're talking about Reddick and how he was at Temple and how now he's like a stud player in the NFL. He almost quit at one point at Temple. He almost gave up. Really?
We did a really good in-depth column on or story on Reddick. I didn't do it. I can't remember which of my colleagues did it. It might have been Jeff McClain. It might have been Matt Breen. I'm not quite sure. But there was a point where he walked on, so he wasn't getting any money. So his mom would bring him groceries to, you know, sort of defray the cost of being at college, just like a regular student, you know, because that's what he was. And he was like, Mom, I'm not playing. they don't really seem to have any plan for me. I need to quit college because you can't be killing yourself like this. And she talked him out of it in her car. You know, she was like, nope, you're my son. You're living your dream. We'll do what we got to do for however long we got to do it to make sure that you get the best out of this. And look where he is now.
That's the dream for sure. I want to talk about the two coaches for a minute, because if you just want to look at it from one perspective in this game, Marcus, it was the challenges, the one that Shanahan didn't do on Devontae and the one that Nick did on the hit that knocked Purdy out of the game. Weren't those two absolutely major moments in that game?
They were, but I don't fault Shanahan, honestly, because my argument against challenges is that every challenge in every sport should come from the booth. You're asking, especially at that time of the game, it was the first drive, if I'm not mistaken. You lose that challenge, you lose that timeout. You don't. It's just a horrible position to put a head coach in who can't see all the angles himself. You know, so I don't. I will never fault a head coach for not challenging something that his 15th assistant didn't determine on, you know, one replay was challengeable.
Well, usually a player will tell you.
Yeah, Marcus, the fact that he got up and he was punching his fists together, doesn't that indicate to the other team that he doesn't think he caught it?
Absolutely, but you know, if you're Kyle Shanahan, you can't see that on the opposite sideline, 40 yards downfield.
You need your player to say to you,
"Yeah, cornerback has to say something."
How many times have we seen players be like, "No, no, no, you got to challenge that. You got to challenge that," and they're just wrong.
Yeah,
you know.
What about the other one?
It's a horrible system. My solution fixes that. So
I'm with you. Yeah, the other one. Well, because he got rid of the ball and then it hit his arm again as it was coming forward. It almost looked like he still had the ball in his hand, but Nick made the right call there, and it was a huge play. It was a turnover.
It was, but to the 49ers' detriment, they didn't rush. They didn't hurry.
That's true. You know, you're right.
And I don't know that the quarterback who did it himself even realized, because it was such a bang-bang thing, I'm not sure that he even knew. Because by then, after that first hit, his arm might have been numb because he came out of the game.
Great
you know,
point.
That knocked him
great
out
point.
Of the game. So, yeah, I have a hard time ever criticizing challenges or non-challenges unless you have a ton of time, like you go to timeout, there's a commercial break, something like that. It's just a horrible system, and it doesn't have to be that way. And it's one of the things that the NFL could fix in a heartbeat and just refuses to.
Yeah, valid
point. If you could go to a booth review in the last 2 minutes of each half, why can't you go to a booth review all game long?
Yeah, I'm glad they can't do that. Yeah. That might have changed things. Marcus, 4th and 1 from your own 32.
Crazy.
What do you think of that moment?
In the moment, I was having flashbacks to the Philly special, because in that moment, I was like, Doug Peterson's a second-year coach. If they lose this game, he's getting fired because of this. Yeah. I don't care that they're in the Super Bowl. You know, at the same moment, I was like, Nick Sirianni's insane. What's he doing? You know, you punt here. Honestly, 4th and 3, earlier than that, I was like, this is a 52-yard field goal. You got to take it against this real good defense. And, you know, they got lucky.
Yeah.
Just like Doug. Doug threw a
That's
trick
what
play
I thought.
Bill Belichick and got lucky. They got lucky that play didn't get challenged with Devontae Smith.
Oh, absolutely. Marcus, you covered the Phillies during the run. You covered yesterday. Same atmosphere? Compare the atmospheres at those sports events.
No, the Eagles are the number one seed. The Eagles have won a Super Bowl within the last 5 years. Everything that happened with the Phillies, especially at home, was like this gigantic bonus. And you thought you were going to wake up from a dream at some point. It didn't have the same kind of flavor. You know, you had a returning MVP candidate who's relatively healthy. That didn't exist on the Phillies. You know, Bryce Harper was diminished. So the Phillies was a much bigger sort of groundswell of emotion. It was a much bigger deal. You had more people doing unlikely things. I mean, the loudest I've heard of a crowd in Philly, even more so than Bryce Harper's game-winning home run, I think, in the NLCS, was Rhys Hoskins' homer, where he threw the bat down.
Wow.
He hit the home run, and the crowd went crazy. Then he threw the bat down, and the crowd went crazier. You know,
wow.
So it's not the same thing because the Phillies were a bonus, and the Eagles, people would have been really upset if they lost.
Oh God,
yesterday.
Very true. I see the difference, Marcus. Always a pleasure. Now because there's more time here, we'll be seeing you in studio again with us. How much fun will that be?
I can't. It's unspeakable joy on my end.
I can hear it, Marcus. I can hear it in your voice. Thank you, my friend.